The text for our meditation tonight is from 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jealiah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Be seated. Know thyself. These words were inscribed near the entrance of the temple of the god Apollo at Delphi in central ancient Greece. Classic Greek wisdom considered that every person should know who they are. If you are a commoner, know yourself, know your role, know your duties, and do them. If you are an aristocrat, know thyself, know your role, your obligations, and perform them. Perhaps most of all, know thyself as mortal. You are not a god, so don't try to act like one. Know thyself. We might say it in this way: know your place, or stay in your lane, which of course rubs many of us the wrong way. We prize the kind of freedom that allows us to break through social restrictions, to make something more of ourselves, and there's a lot to be said for that. But there is still great wisdom in this phrase, know thyself, especially with respect to God. You do well to know that he is God and you are not. Know thyself. In our Lenten consideration of the somewhat good kings of Judah, and by now you know why we say the somewhat good kings, we have a lot of royal letdowns, and today is no exception. Today we skip a generation from Joash, whom we considered last week, to Uzziah, the grandson of Joash. As with the other good kings, we read that Uzziah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
Uzziah ascended to the throne at the age of 16, and he reigned for 52 years, one of the longest serving kings of Judah. The Chronicles tells us that as long as Uzziah sought the Lord God made him prosper. And did he ever? Uzziah won victories over ancient foes like the Philistines. He subdued the mighty Ammonites, and they had to pay him tribute. He fortified Jerusalem with cutting-edge weaponry and could shoot arrows and hurl large stones from city towers. He expanded and enriched the kingdom of Judah and made it a military superpower so that we might say there was peace through strength in his kingdom. He was loved by all. In 2 Chronicles 26, verse 15, we read that his fame spread far and wide, for he was greatly helped until he became powerful. But, says the storyteller, and yes, here comes the part where Uzziah is going to let us down. When he was strong, he grew proud to his destruction. Uzziah, you see, was a good king, but a lousy priest, and he should have known that about himself. He should have known his place, but he failed to heed the maxim, know thyself, know your place, know the role that God has given you, stay in your lane. Did you catch what Uzziah did wrong? In 1 Chronicles 26, verse 16, reports that he was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Now, maybe that doesn't sound like a big deal to you, but to burn a little incense. But God reserved this duty for the high priest. No one else was authorized to burn the incense at the time of prayer. As the law of Moses says in Exodus 30, verse 9, you shall not offer unauthorized incense. Only the high priest was allowed into the holy place to perform this duty. God was serious about this because the high priest, in meditating the prayers of the people, foreshadowed the one single mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. Perhaps you remember Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus 10, who burned unauthorized incense and paid for it with their lives. I'll bet when all was said and done, Uzziah wished he would have remembered that Bible story and its lessons. But in the moment, with all of his success and power and popularity, he thought to himself that he had everything. He fancied himself king of everything and thought he could go anywhere he pleased, even into the holy place. It was the sin of pride, what the Greeks call hubris. Uzziah forgot his place in God's order and presumed himself the role of the high priest. Unfortunately for Uzziah, the high priest, Azariah, and 80 other priests caught him red-handed. There he was, the king in the holy place. He entered where God permitted only his priests to go and was doing what God allowed only his priests to do. They tried to stop Uzziah and said to him, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the son of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have done wrong." But King Uzziah reacted with anger. No one was going to tell the great King Uzziah what to do. With all of his fame and success, he thought to himself, the king of the universe. But he wasn't, and as punishment for his impudence, the Lord immediately struck Uzziah with leprosy right on his face, where the whole world could see the terrible price of sinful pride. The price of knowing thyself, of thinking more highly of yourself than you ought, of presuming yourself the prerogatives of God.
And you may remember what the law of Moses says about lepers, that they must be separated from everyone else. So Uzziah was now excluded from the house of the Lord and effectively removed from his office as king. He lived alone in a separate house, and his son Jotham governed Judah. He ultimately died of his leprosy, and instead of eulogizing him as a great king, they buried him with a pitiful inscription, "He is a leper." I wonder if, when nearing death, Uzziah might have read the proverb of his ancestor King Solomon that says, "The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished." If he read it, did he repent of his pride? We are not told, but we hope that he did, and that his life was redeemed. But here again is another king, another letdown. Such is the nature of earthly kings, even at their best. If we are to follow a king who will never let us down, he has to be a better, stronger, humbler king than Uzziah. A king like Jesus, the son of David, the son of Uzziah, our king. Uzziah points us to Jesus as a kind of negative image of Jesus, a counterpoint to the humble king of our salvation. Jesus' strength was not in building military superiority or in conquering nations or collecting tribute. His strength was not in the development of cutting-edge weaponry. Jesus' strength is that he sets people free from demonic influence and from the leprosy of sin. The strength of Jesus is the power of his mercy to forgive the foolish pride of people like Uzziah and like us, who fancy ourselves the king of everything and run roughshod over the will of God and his commandments, thinking we have the right to do so and that we will get away with it. But King Jesus was not filled with such pride. Although he truly is king of everything, he emptied himself to be born of a virgin in the likeness of men and as our servant. He was found humble, riding a lowly donkey as the crowds chanted, "Hosanna to the Son of David." But his humility went further than that, all the way to his death on the cross. This was the will of the Father for our salvation, and Jesus knew it. He knew who he was. He knew his place. He knew his role. Without a bit of pride, he fulfilled his role and suffered shame and pitying, mockery and beatings from the very sinners he was dying to forgive. and of his own accord he laid down his life for Uzziah and for us. In making this sacrifice, Jesus also took on the role of a priest. But this was not at all out of place for Jesus, as it was for Uzziah. Jesus is not just a king, he is also God's priest forever, as Scripture says of the Messiah, "You are a priest forever." Jesus was like Melchizedek, about whom we read tonight, not a priest from a priestly lineage, but a priest forever, whose origins are from of old. So it is not presumptuous for Jesus to assume the role of the priest. He did not take that role to gratify his pride, as did Uzziah. He took that role to make the supreme sacrifice of his own life for the forgiveness of his people. On the cross, he endured the isolation of the leper, bearing the disease of our sin in his flesh, separated from the Father until death separated body and spirit.
The chief priests and rulers of the Jews thought they were witnessing justice on that dark Friday. Yet Jesus' death was not the consequence of hubris, as it was for Uzziah. This was not the downfall that follows pride, the just deserts of a haughty man. This was justice of a different king. This was strength such as the world had never seen before, as the Savior bore the full weight of the sins of the world and took their punishment, the heaviest burden a man has ever borne. And he took our sins away. The son of Uzziah, hanging dead on the cross, is both the king and the priest that Uzziah never was or could be. Jesus, he is our king. Uzziah was way out of line for what he did, forgetting who he was and his place under God. He dared to stand before the great veil at the entrance of God's throne room, the Holy of Holies, and presumed to do what God's one chosen mediator, the high priest, was allowed to do. And Uzziah paid dearly. Until King Jesus came, no king was permitted into the holy place of the temple. But as the king who sits on David's throne forever, Jesus is also God's priest forever. Upon his sacrificial death, the temple veil was torn in two, opening the way into God's presence for all who come to him through his son. As we read in the letter to the Hebrews, "Therefore, brothers, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh." You and I may not be earthly kings like Uzziah. We may not be priests in the line of Aaron, like Uzziah presumed to be. But we know who we are. And it is said in Revelations 1, verse 6, "He has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom and priests to his God and Father." Know thyself. We are the children of the King, and we shall reign with him forever. We are royal priests to God forever, and our rightful place is in the very presence of God, to offer him the priestly sacrifices of prayer, of praise, and of thanksgiving. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. In the name of Jesus, amen.